Believing God's Word, speaking God's Word, and acting on God's Word are faith fundamentals that always work. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland explains how we have a covenant of victory through our covenant with God.
Let's go over to the fifth chapter of Mark. Now, is this just an isolated incident with this woman, or can we find this throughout the Bible? If you can find faith, you're going to find these exact fundamentals. She believed it, she said it, and she acted on it. Jairus, we're right there in Mark 5. Right before the woman with the issue of blood, Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side. Much people gathered unto him. He was nigh unto the sea. There cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying. So he acted on it. He saw him. He fell at his feet. And then he said, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live. He believed it in his heart. He found him and laid on his face in front of him and said his faith, and he never opened his mouth again. But other than that faith statement, even when the middle of this thing, they came up to him and said, your daughter's dead. Don't bother the rabbi any further. He still didn't say anything. Jesus turned and said, stop the fear, believe only, she shall be made whole. Hallelujah. So there it is. Now, let's go over to 2 Kings. Now, this is in the Old Testament. In 2 Kings, and we'll look in the 4th chapter. Start reading with the 18th verse. Now you remember when the prophet came through, this Shunammite woman and her husband prepared a place for him to stop and overnight on his travels. You remember that story?
Yes.
And then he said, what can I do for you? And she said, I haven't been able to have a child. I've been barren all these years. And so he ministered to her, and then she had a son. So this is the son that we're talking about. Verse 18. When the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father's, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. She went up, laid him on the bed of the man of God. She went up to that chamber, the quarters that they had built for him. She went up there and laid him on that bed and went out. She called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come again. You notice what she did not say? She didn't go in there and say, oh, Junior's dead, what are we gonna? No, no. He said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It's neither new moon or Sabbath. It ain't Sunday. What are you going over there for now? She said, it shall be well. Faith is talking here. But then she had to act on it. Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. It came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off, he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder's that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? She answered, all is well. All is well. She came to the man of God, to the hill. She caught him by the feet. Now see, she didn't have a Bible. She couldn't go to the Word. He was the Word. He was her contact with God. Your Bible is your contact with God. Your personal contact is the Bible itself, praise God. She grabbed him by the feet. Boy, he knows something's happening here. What is this? But she said, all is well. Then she came to the hill. She caught him by the feet. Gehazi came near to thrust her away, and the man of God said, let her alone. Her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, don't deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up your loins and take your staff in your hand and go your way. If you meet any man, salute him not. And if he salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. He caught immediately, there's something wrong with that boy. But she didn't say it. Amen. Gehazi passed on before them, laid the staff upon the face of the child. There was neither voice nor hearing, wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon the two and prayed unto the Lord. He went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed seven times and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call that Shunammite. So he called her. When she was come into him, he said, take up thy son. She went in and fell at his feet, bowed herself to the ground, took up her son and went out. She never said anything but faith. She believed it in her heart. What did she believe? She believed what he told her the first time. When that child came, she believed what he said. And she didn't change it. She just stayed with it and she acted on her faith. Well, isn't that the basic fundamentals of faith? Didn't she do it? Amen. Isn't it there? All right. Now, that's the woman with the issue of blood. That's Jairus. Now, that's the Shunammite woman. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. 1 Samuel, 17th chapter. And we'll begin with the 37th verse. Now, well, let's back up. And the 32nd verse. We won't take time to go read all of this where Goliath was out in the middle of the field there for 6 weeks. He'd been standing up there cursing the armies of Israel. And for 6 weeks, this man did this every day. And the whole army of Israel is, you know, hidden out over there, afraid of this guy. So David said, I'll take him. What's the matter with you people? Well, of course, his older brother, who was almost big as Saul, he's a great big man. Well, he just got all over David for that. And so he made so much noise, they finally took him to Saul. Verse 32, David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant, or I, will go and fight with this Philistine. Saul said to David, you're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. You're but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. there came a lion and a bear and took a lion out of the flock. I went out after him, I smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and killed him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. Now get this, because this is not baseless faith. This is not baseless talk here. He gives you the clue of it right here. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Now, why? What's it based on? Back up to the 36th verse. This uncircumcised Philistine, he doesn't have a covenant with God. I have a covenant with God, and I leaned on that covenant. I'm not big enough to kill a bear. I'm not big enough to kill a lion with my bare hand, but I leaned on my covenant with God, and he strengthened me, and he delivered that bear into my hands. And I don't care how big he is. I don't care how big the problem is. I have a covenant with God. I have faith in God. And I have a covenant to base it on. Don't just say, I have faith in God and I'm praying about my business. No, go search the scripture and find the promises that fit your situation. Build up your arsenal. Amen. Then take it before the Lord. Because you got his word on it. You have a covenant with him in the blood of Jesus. And you start the prayer with the answer, not wondering what the answer is. You pray the answer. This uncircumcised Philistine. Amen. Then verse 37 again, the Lord says, David said, moreover. I mean, you got him started now. He just kept saying it. His faith is still talking. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Saul recognized it. He recognized the anointing on him because he used to have that anointing on him. He recognized it. He saw what was going on here. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. If you're in that covenant, you remember this always. When you get in the car, don't waste your time praying, oh, God, be with me. That's a waste of time. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, even to the end of the world. I'm there. Amen. Say, come on, Jesus. We're going to town. And I plead your blood over this car. For protection, praise God, nothing to bump it, and I'll bump nobody, and my angels are in charge here. Praise God, amen. And while I'm talking here, Lord, get me a parking place over there, right up there close to you. Thank you. Oh, Brother Copeland, that's silly. Really? Well, that's just being a fool. No, I park. It's the fool that drives around and around and around and around. Forgive me. If that's you, I didn't mean to call you a fool. But see, you can change it now that you know. Now, verse 40, David took his staff in his hand, chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near the Philistine. Now, Satan is fully aware of spiritual law and how they work. He can't get away from it. He's stuck with it. We're blessed by it. So, the Philistine, wait a minute, verse 41, he came and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and a fair countenance. And the Philistine said to David, so now the devil's going to say something. Am I a dog that thou comes to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. The Philistine said to David, come to me, I'll give your flesh unto the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. That's the last thing he ever said. And the devil starts haranguing you. You ain't going to make it. You're not going to get there. That deal's not going to go through. You're going to lose this company. You're going to lose this ministry. Da-de-da-de-da-de-da-da-da. Let it be the last thing he ever said. And you just start talking faith and praising God and shouting the name of Jesus and don't let him get a word in edgewise. Glory to God. Oh, but then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. And today the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you, and I'll take your head from you, and I'll give your carcass to the host of the Philistines this day, to the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there's a God in Israel. Well, now, wait a minute. All he's done so far is talk. He believed it in his heart, and he said it with his mouth. All this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he'll give you into our hands. It came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David. Listen to this. David hasted and ran towards him. Did he do it or did he do it? He did it in style. He's running towards this guy. Can't you just see that kid? Man, I'm telling you, the fire of God's all over him. David put his hand in that bag. I mean, he's on the run. He's charging this guy. While he's running, he's put his hand in that bag and loaded that sling. Whoa, it didn't take long. He took there a stone. Don't you love it? Smote that Philistine in his forehead. The stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face on the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling, with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. There was no sword in the hand of David, not yet. Therefore David ran, stood upon the Philistine, took his sword, drew it out of the sheath. He's standing on this guy. Took his sword out of the sheath thereof, slew him, cut off his head, and when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. This guy's head's big as a basketball. You understand? He's got it by the head. I mean teeth, hair, and eyeball, brother. He got the guy's head. I got him. But now there's something hidden here in the text. It is so good. They saw their champion was dead and they fled. And the men of Israel and Judah rose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley, to the gates of Ekron, and wounded the Philistines, fell down by the way to Shehar-Raim, even unto God. Goliath's hometown. I don't know why I like that so much. They chased his whole crowd all the way back to Goliath's hometown. Your boy's dead. A 17-year-old kid killed him with a rock. What? You gotta be kidding me. Yeah, I saw it. He killed him with a rock. Some kid named David. Some little red-headed squirt. We don't know who he is. But he killed him. Not only that, he cut his head off and he's swinging it around over his head. How sweet victory is over the devil, glory to God, and just feed it to him. But I love this. Verse 54. David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem. And he put his armor in his tent. He's not 17 years old. So he put it in his room. Now, you know, I imagine he wanted to hang that head in there, but they probably let him do that. He had to take that to Jerusalem. But he took the giant's arm and put it in his room, where all 17-year-old boys like to keep their stuff. That giant made David king. You got a situation in your life? It could be the very victory that caused you to be king of the hill.
Hey, Stephen, I'm going to need you to work late tonight.
Feeling overwhelmed and too busy to get everything done? Sometimes we need a reset button, and a new year can be just that. A blank canvas for a fresh start. Plan your year and prepare for all God wants to do with the 2019 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar. Follow the daily reading plan that takes you through the Bible in a year. Be encouraged each month by special quotes from Kenneth and Gloria. You can see what KCM meetings to attend, watch live, and pray over. Use it as a tool to track your faith victories throughout the year. Keep growing spiritually, and a year from now, look back and see the goodness of God in your life.
Request your free 2019 KCM calendar at kcm.org/TV special. Shipping charges may apply. Offer good for 60 days. For more information, go to kcm.org.
2019 is just a couple of days away, and all of us here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries right now, we are speaking and declaring the blessing of the Lord over your new year, and we say may it be your very best year yet. And right now, as we're getting ready to start this fresh year, I know you might be facing some things. I know you might be carrying some things with you out of this year into the new, and maybe things that seem bigger than you are, stronger than you are, but here's the good news. Jesus has given you the victory already over whatever it is is you're facing. And if you'll just find out what God has already said about it in His Word, and then believe that more than you believe the feelings, more than you believe how it looks, and you begin to say what you believe, not just what you feel, speak it out in faith, you will begin to see things change and turn around in your life. I know it's true because Jesus said it was. And we want to come into agreement right now with you on God's Word and what He's declared over you. We declare the same thing. You are blessed. Now, today is offering day, and I want to read this to you from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. And do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." And you need to sow with confidence, knowing that every time you send a seed into this ministry, it is prayed over. And there are those of us here who are standing in agreement with you, believing for God to, for your seed to be a door of access thrown open wide to God to work in your life and bring harvest on the seed that you've sown. Father, in Jesus' name, we receive the giving of the people, the partners, Lord, that have been faithful to sow, and new partners that you're drawing to this ministry every day. We call them blessed, increased, multiplied, and we say, may everything you set your hand to do in God, may it prosper in Jesus' name. And we want to thank all of you who have sown financially into this ministry. You are a big part of helping us deliver the good news of God's Word to people all over the world. You've got a part to play in that. So for every salvation, you're a part of that. Every time somebody's healed at the preaching of the Word, you're a part of that. Every time a family is restored, every time somebody comes back to Jesus, every time somebody's filled with the Holy Spirit because Kenneth or Gloria Copeland stood and preached the anointed Word of God, you're a part of that, and you have a major your part to play. And we thank you for your partnership, and we speak the blessing of the Lord over your life. We love you so much. Thanks for everything you do to be a part of this ministry. We are giving God praise for His faithfulness all year long, and we give Him thanks in expectation for the good things, great things, and greater things that are coming in this new year. It's going to be wonderful, and you and I are going to be a part of every moment of it in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching today. Happy New Year. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Join us December 31st to ring in the new year at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas, USA. April 4th through 6th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2019 Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri, USA. June 13th through 15th, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign in Sacramento, California, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is available free on DVD, CD, or digital download. Request your copy on our website, kcm.org. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.